So today's daf is daf Yud Bet. We had a little bit more to go, and that was, if you remember, the Mishnah we're discussing is a mafkir peret etzel chaveiro. If he trusts, if sorry, he's in trust with produce from his friends and seems to be getting wasted or destroyed or lost, then what you can do is you can, well, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you should sell it, okay? Because that's mishum hashavat aveda, and then that way the capital is preserved. So like we had another case, chad bar nash ifkid gabei rav chia bar ashi. Another situation was a person entrusted by Rav Chiya bar Ashi, chad garav the kutach. Garav the kutach. Kutach is a, it's like a preserve of some sort that had milk or sour milk and bread and salt and all these other things all mixed together. But the point is, it's chametz. At the shal, Rav asked Shav, what should happen? Ama yim kor al pi beitin should sell pi beitin b'shap yor, again, mishum hashavat aveda, like we've been saying. Okay, fits nicely. Let's now begin the next mission. So halacha hey. Hamafki per etzel chaveiro. So if I'm trusting peirot again is produce by one's friend, and when he returns it, he doesn't. It's not expected he'll actually return it like for like in volume. Why? Because there's going to be a natural, if you like, degradation. Like some of the product is wasted. We'll see here. There's also considerations of mice or rats eating it. So what were they? What's the expected decrease in volume? So for chitin, the orez is tisha chatzei kavim lekor. So since a kor is 180 kav, it's about 2.5%. That's expectation. When it comes to seorim, which is barley, a dochan is millet. Well, that's tisha kavim lekor, double that, so 5%. Then when it comes to kusmim, is spelled v'zera pishtan, some flax seed. Shloshah sayin lekor, which is about 10%. That's how much the reduction is going to be. And that's what's expected. But however, kol lefi amida, meaning it's proportional, and a kol lefi hazman. However, Amar b'yochin min noris, he's for chich, but ma ichpat, well, what's he got law, but lahen la'achbarim, ochlim be'muru be'mekima. In other words, his assumption is most of what's going to be lost has got to do with mice eating it. So according to them, there's only a certain amount, there's only so much a mouse can eat. So if there's if there's a huge amount or a small amount, it's not going to be proportional. That's his point. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori is saying. So we have to understand Shita Chachamim, we get to it. So Bein Moro Bein Kima In Motzei Chisron Ela Lekur Bilvad. In other words, we look at a proportional to a kor, and that's how much we deduct, and that's it. That's just we leave it at that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Im Haitza Midah Meruba In Motzei Chisronot Mipnei Shein Motirot. So we'll look at the Maror Fulda now because he makes reference to it later on. He says, if, however, it was a large amount, you don't deduct anything. So just to explain, Maror Fulda explains Shibamota Goren. Kishim mafkid, at the times of the threshing, when they used to thresh all this grain out, that's when it was entrusted. Then the chitim, the wheat, is yavesh, dry. Geshamim, in the winter, when there's a lot of moisture, I guess, in the air, kishim machzir, then they would absorb all that moisture and they'd swell up. Kul. And what is lost will be, if you like, compensated by the fact it swelled. So he says, look, if it's a large amount, then you don't deduct anything. You should return like for like in volume. Whatever the mice might have eaten, the increase in swelling of the volume of the wheat is compensates for that. That's what his opinion is. Okay. Then it says, Yotzi lo when it comes to wine, even a sixth. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chomesh, we have to understand that as well. Let's continue. The when it comes to imhayash, oh, I missed a bit, sorry. Yotzi lo shlosh lugim shemen lemeya. For 3% reduction, if you're entrusted with oil. Why? Luga mechetza shmarim, because there's a luga mechetza when you pour it back, all the sediment that actually ends up settling over that time is going to stay behind. So you're returning, you deduct 1.5%, that is. And also, there's also the bela, meaning the earthenware kalim actually absorb some of the oil as well. Okay, so the assumption is he's not giving you jugs and you're returning the jugs. He's pouring this oil into your jugs and you're pouring it back at the end. That's how I would have to understand it. Okay? However, if you were given already pure oil, then, well, you wouldn't take out the deduction for the shmarim because there aren't any. Also, if it was put in kankan and yeshenot or old earthenware kalim that don't absorb anymore, then you wouldn't deduct the bela, the absorption. So again, we're using seichel here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha-mocher shemen muzukak l'chaveiro kol yamot ha-shana. We have to understand this case in the Gemara as well. Also, let's say someone was contracted and he says, I'm going to sell you oil for the whole yamot ha-shana. Okay? And he paid him a particular volume and he's going to take it. That's similar to the case of a deduction that being so being entrusted with it, that if you paid it for a certain amount, you could deliver slightly less than that. Again, we'll discuss how this works. Okay. In other words, because he's providing him this pure oil. Well, oil doesn't come pure, it comes with shmarim. You can deduct the shmarim. That's what the Gemara Mishnah is saying. Okay. Next. Let's say someone is trusted with produce. That's what the Mishnah said. Now the Gemara says, Amarabi Ami Bishat Goren Shana. So that relates to the Marafulda I was explaining before. That's to try and understand the Shitra Yehuda that says that, oh, if you use a large amount, it'll just swell up over time. But that's because Bishat Goren Shana. That's because it wouldn't trust you when everything's dry and it's going to return when there's a lot of moisture in the air when it's flowing. Which is how we explained it. Now, Taman Amrim Ilun Achbayer Rashia. So we're trying to understand, okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan said that when it comes to, if your concern is mice eating away at this produce, then it shouldn't matter what the volume is. It should be a fixed amount based on, that's whatever the original proportion is. There's only so much amount mouse, sorry, mice can eat. So what the Gemara is now saying is, how do we attain chachamim? That says it's always proportional. It doesn't matter how much volume is entrusted with. You always take that deduction. 2.5% for wheat, 5% for barley. So the Gemara now says, because one understanding in achbayer these mice, they're rishayim. Chachamim piris sagin kari lechavraya ba'achlin ma'un. If they see a spoils, if you like, they invite their friends to come and enjoy from it as well. Right? So that's. In other words, the more there is, the more mice are going to come. So it's always going to be proportional. They tell their friends, exactly. Now, Amar Yochanan, Ovdotem mitpazrotem. So there's two ways to understand this. The Panim Moshe interestingly says that we're talking about still these mice. That even if you're not inviting their friends, when there's more there, they have like, kids in one of these ball pits, and they start making have all this fun and start spreading and making a lot of damage. Right? That's why the Moshe says. But others say no, that the concern is not really mice. It's other things. There's going to be a scattering, there's going to be that natural loss and things like that. So the main concern, according to Chachamim, is not mice. It's just the natural things that are going to be lost. Okay, let's continue. Mishnah says, let's say someone's again trust a barrel with his friends, and they didn't designate this is the location it's going to be, which means technically it could be anywhere in the house is its location. That's going to be important soon. The tiltala, and the person who was entrusted carried it. Venishbaran, it broke in his hands as he's moving it. Well, the first thing, if it broke as he's moving it. If he's moved it for his own benefit, I don't know, because he wanted to move it to, meaning not for the benefit of the barrel, for his own personal benefit, to, I don't know, to stand it or to use it of some sort of reason, then if it's Lutzorko, then he's Chayiv. If it's Lutzorka, it is Patur, because we'll see in a moment, by using it for his own purpose, he's misappropriating. He's basically effectively stealing it. It's not, you're not allowed to do that. Once it's actually placed down, bein letzorokol, bein letzorokah, doesn't matter why you moved it, once it's placed down and back in a location, doesn't mean the original location, because there's no specific location where it's meant to be, then it'd be patur. However, yachdu labali makom, if however it was agreed that it's going to be in such and such a location, then v'nishbara, and then it broke. So the tilt on he moved and broke, bein mitoch yador, bein mishnecha, doesn't matter whether it was placed down or back. If it was the tzorokol for his own personal benefit, meaning the person who, not the owner, not the benefit of the jug itself, then it's chayiv. If tzorokah, again, the tzorokah would be for the benefit of the jug, that it was in a place that it's maybe compromising and you want to move it to a better location, then it'd be patur. Okay. But the assumption we're making, by the way, just behind all this, is this effectively that when you, by moving it for your own person, for own benefit, then he's effectively stealing it. Okay? That's that underlying this. And it'll make sense as we go through the Gemara. Let's continue. Habafkid etzel chaveiro. Rana says, Lo ken amar Reb Elazar, mamad avod amer, legonev chavit bim martef chaveiro. This is, once again, if we understand Shib Reb Elazar, this seems to be like a case where someone steals a chavit from what's it called? The seller of his friend. Afal pi shelo yada o habaylim b'gneiva, tzurchim leida b'chazara. That it seems to be that if you steal from him, even if the owner didn't know it was stolen, and you return it, you have to let him know about it, that it was returned. So in this situation, this is a kasha on the resha. You effectively stole when you picked up for your own purposes. The fact that I've placed it down now, it seems to be in order to be patur, and I have to let the owners know that I moved it for my own purposes. You hear? Because otherwise, it's considered as if it's still in the status of like it being a geneva. So I'll just read you here in the Marachol. In other words, you need to let owners know about it when you return it. For example, a gonev, a gozel, or a chad midabel shomir shechzir. Tzrich liodel ba'in, you let them know about it. Ve'im lo hodi, if you didn't know, ha'machzir chai ba'kriyotam, chutz ma'avid ha'chavat ha'veda. So, and letzorcha is a genevi. Ve'ktani im enichu, and if you put it down your patok, so I understand. Ha'rei ba'in lo yedeba chazara. So that's our kasha. If you move, okay, the Reisha says, lo yechtu ba'le makom, if they didn't set aside a location, if, let's just focus on one case. If you move for his own purposes, personal reuse, it's like a ganav. So as he's moving and breaks, you're chayav. That's obvious. You're a ganav. You place it down. The Mishnah says you're patur. But why are you patur? You shouldn't be patur because it's still like a ganav and you haven't notified the owners yet that you moved it. So the geneva hasn't ended. Your responsibility as a ganav hasn't ended unless you let them know. That's what it seems about Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, aleha. Now, this is a brilliant answer you have to appreciate here. The Gemara, I'll read the Marafolda. He says, Shiyesh Rashut Lashomer Aleha means Afaga Shaganav Hashomer. Despite the fact the Shomer effectively stole it, Adayim Lakol Shomer Torah, the Shmir didn't end. The Kevan Shechzira, since he placed it down, wherever he's placing it down, Ladatu, that's considered Ladat because Sharei Hu Yodea Bashmirato, meaning Hu, I think it means here the Shomer knows about it. So, in other words, since he's placing it back down, at a particular location, and his shmirah continues, he's still a shomer, and he's taking the place of the owner, when he places it back down, wherever he places it in the house, it's like the owner knowing about it. So that's why the resha, so we still have to sound the safer now, but that's why in the resha, so explain. Yes, you might need that baalim, in the case of a ganav, but the shomer is acting in place of the baalim because the shmirah hasn't ended. Meaning he's still contracted to look after this object, so therefore it's considered as if it's been the owner knows about it. Okay, that's why, okay, we understand the resha. If he's picking it up for the benefit of the barrel, he's patur no matter what, because he's doing the job of looking after it. If he's doing it for the benefit of himself, then as it's in transit, if something happens, well, the chayev, because he's like a ganav then, but once he places it down, it's like chichsira, like returning to the owner, and the owner knows about it. Fine. Now the Gemara says, but what about the sefer? Because the sefer is an interesting one. The sefer case is that if yachdu lebali makom, if they designated a place where it should be, even if he places it down, he's still chayev. So the Gemara says, Ma'u l'tzor, now here we'll go to the Mara Fulda, says, Ma'u l'tzor ko, that's shiyachdu bali makom, v'hinicho b'makom acher. That's the word that I'm adding in there. That's based on the Mara Fulda. In other words, in the sefer, the reason why you're chayev, when it's biyachdu lemakom, and he picks it up for his own purposes, it's because he put it in a different location. And therefore, it's not as if it's been returned, because there were miyach and makom, there was one particular location where this barrel should have been. And he didn't place it back there, so it's never been returned, so it still has the status of a ganav until he returns it back to the location. That's how you understand the sefer. Dov, you want to say something?
What kind of shomer are we talking about here?
I don't know, someone who tries to pick it on. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because of a shomer chinam, why?
Patur Megdeva Veda, but he's a shomer himself. He's Shalach Yad, but he can't do it effectively. He's responsible.
Okay.
Okay. However, Aval im lo yachdu lemakom, bein letzorcha, bein letzorcha, patur. Okay, but if there weren't meyach in the makom, all the words I was adding here is based on the Marafulda, then it doesn't make a difference, because once he places it down anywhere in the house, that's considered as if it's returning it. Okay, that all makes nice sense. However, it Amrin, take out the Anan, it Amrin she'ein reshut l'shomer aleiha, meaning that they have a different reading in the Mishnah. So therefore, lo shniyah bein bo to makom bein makom acher l'tzor kochay l'tzor kochay l'tzor kapator. So I'll just read the Marafol to explain what this means. It's saying that ata kama da'amar kalta l'shmirato, meaning there's another opinion that says no. We were under the assumption the Reisha made sense. Why did the Reisha make sense? Is because we said that even though he puts it down, didn't let the owners know about it, his shmirah continued. And therefore, he was basically as if the owner knew about the fact that it was returned. However, there's another shitter here that says, no, as soon as he's Sholeach Yad, Kalta Shmirato. He's like a Ganav now, the Shmira's ended, and therefore, even if he places it down, meaning back in the original location, even if it was the Loyach Damakom, even if it was placed back in the original location, you'd be Chayev if he was Latzorko. Okay? So, but the problem is with this, is that there's not very clear what then is our Mishnah, because it doesn't fit with our Mishnah. So the way the Bavli explains it, he says, no, that there's a machloket actually, if a Ganav returns something, whether you need the Daat Baalim or not. So therefore, our Mishnah must be that the Reish is like Rebbe Shmuel, that you don't need Tzarich, Ein Tzarich Lo'odiyo, that's the only way you can make sense of the Reisha, and the Sefer is according to the opinion that Tzarich Lo'odiyo, that's why you'd be chayav. Okay? But in other words, to explain like that, you'd have to really restructure the whole Mishnah according to different opinions, etc. Okay, let's continue. This is the next Mishnah. Halacha Zayin. Hamafkin ma'ot etzel chaveiro. Someone's trusted, he was entrusted with someone else's money. Okay? Sarad vifshan racharav. And what did he do? He put the money behind his back. Now, in that situation, that's not considered good enough shmirah. He put it in his backpack. Problem is, someone could reach and grab it out. Okay? Or masra on the ball, give it to his young children to look after, banaktanim, or he put it in a cupboard but didn't lock it properly. He didn't do a proper shmirah. Then, but now the panav shelo karaoi, why shelo shama keder shom? He was negligent in his charge as a shomer. If him shama keder hashomrim, if he was again shomer chinam, and then presumably here I think it is shomer chinam, and he did the proper level of shmirah. He wasn't negligent, then he would be patur. Okay, b'sena. Bit of a shorter shiur today, but tomorrow's shiur will be a much longer one. Actually, it looks like a long one. Yeah, anyway, kol tov, have a good
You push later.
day. Thank you so much.